I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, the Nunn Center has done a really good job of documenting the horse industry, including the topic of the day, the Kentucky Derby.
Arthur B. Hancock III was interviewed July 8, 2019 as part of a project called Life's Work, Reflections on Life in the Equine Industry, a partnership between the Nunn Center, Keeneland Library and Museum Foundation, and the Thoroughbred Daily News. Hancock founded Stone Farm in Bourbon County, Kentucky, which has produced several Derby winners, including Sunday Silence, Gatto del Sol, and Fusaichi Pegasus. His dream was always to win the Kentucky Derby. I love this interview because Hancock starts talking about the role of luck and superstition in winning horse races.
Yeah, well, the first one we had actually was Tap Shoes, and that was in 1981. We thought we had a really good chance. We were, Stacy and I were going to his prep race, the Bluegrass at Keeneland, and right up here going to Clintonville. I didn't see it, but Stacy said, "Stop, a black cat ran across the road." I was looking out in the field at something. I said, "Oh, hell with the cat. We got to get up to there's a luncheon at Keeneland to that Bluegrass," and I just went on, crossed its path. That black cats were bad luck for my mother. They've always been bad luck for me, and I'm superstitious about that because I don't think you need to tempt fate. I'm not bigger than fate. If a black cat runs across my path, I mean, I'll slam on the brakes now, but I didn't see him, so I went on across the path, and maybe it's just coincidence. But we got up there to the thing at Keeneland, the lunch, and everything was good about an hour before the Bluegrass. You could see the edge of this cloud. It was maybe 3 or 4 miles around in circumference. Dropped 2 inches of rain right on the track. And Mr. Luro had to scratch Tap Shoes, so he didn't have a prep race for the Derby. We got over the Derby with him, and Mr. Luro used to tie his tongue with a thick rubber band. The damn rubber band broke right there in the paddock, and Mr. Luro didn't have another one, so they had to tie his tongue with cloth. And all the way to the post, Tap Shoes was shaking his head and pinning his ears. He was mad, and he ran way up the track. I was devastated. I've never been as depressed. We all thought we had a chance. The cat probably had nothing to do with it, but the karma certainly wasn't there. Interestingly enough, the next year, we were coming back from a dinner. Stacy and I were coming through Paris. I didn't see the cat again. She said, "Stop, a black cat." I hit the brakes and skidded about 30 feet. It's close to midnight. Now, this is not some kind of ghost story. This just happened this way. And I said, "Well, we'll wait till somebody comes along to break the spell." And it was midnight. Nobody came along. You know, you let somebody drives over, then you can go on. So we sat there, and I said, "Well, hell, I'm going to back up here and go through. Here in Paris, there's a tunnel that you can go through and come out on the Paris-Winchester Road." So I did that, and when I came out on the Winchester Road on this side, a policeman came flying up with his light on, stopped me. And I knew what I'd done. I'd gone up through that tunnel. It's a one-way, you know, tunnel, but street, but it's midnight. Nobody's even out there. It's like on a Wednesday night before the Derby. And I showed him my license, and I said, "Sir, I know you heard a lot of excuses, but I'm going to tell you why I did this." And I told him about Tap Shoes and about the black cat. He looked at me and he said, "Here, Mr. Hancock, here's your license. I don't blame you a damn bit." Said, "Good luck Saturday." And he bet his whole paycheck on Gatto del Sol, who won the Derby. The dream came true. We won the Kentucky Derby. Slamming on the brakes for the black cat. Who knows if I'd have gone on? Might have changed my whole life. Look, I'm not a superstitious, but I'm not going to tempt fate.
But it was more than luck that was on Gatto del Sol's side that day.
Yeah, later in the interview, Hancock tells a story about using the Pythagorean theorem for helping Gatto del Sol be the first horse to win from the outermost post.
This is a great interview. Is it available online?
It is available online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.